I'm on the phone with Joe from Alabama, who's got an interesting story to share with us. Joe, thank you for being involved with this.
Sure, glad to be a part of it.
Okay, could you please describe your problem when you first came into the program?
Well, I was at a state of mind where I was just kind of in depression. Kind of the very lowest. I look back on it, it was kind of a gradual thing that had been going on for probably a few years prior to that, but it just kind of hit it at its lowest point by the time I touched base with you. I was just kind of out of touch with people, not as involved with family and friends. I'd been very involved in church and civic organizations and clubs, and I just found myself getting withdrawn from that and just kind of not being involved with anyone. Kind of just, I probably gotten to the point where I could easily stay at home and not being involved and dreading going to work and that sort of thing.
When you went searching for help, I do believe you referenced the term social anxiety on the internet. Is that correct?
Yes, I did. Before I had always been involved in activities with social gatherings and sort. I found myself off in the corner by myself, not wanting to be around anybody, not engaging in conversations, and I noticed people were not as receptive to me as they had once used to be, and striking up conversations was not something I would go after, where once people would be kind of wanting to get to know me.
How did you know to search for social anxiety? How did you know that's part of what you had?
Well, it was so different than the way I could just tell. When it got to be around like my closest family, and when they started noticing a change in me, I said, well, you know, there's obviously something going on there, you know. So I started kind of drawing within and started being more observant to, you know, the activities and how I had changed over the years and was no longer involved in things. And I would find myself just, you know, not avoiding people to one point, even at work, get involved with projects and team effort things. Whereas I would be in the forefront of leading things, I was always starting out to take the back seat to things, not offering my opinion to issues.
Were you aware of the term social anxiety yourself?
No, not really. In my search on the internet, I was, throwing out words of depression, anxiety, and I had not really heard that term, social anxiety. It wasn't until I read your writing that I seemed to fit the profile of that. I thought it was worth looking into.
Okay, now, if I may ask, you reference yourself as a Christian. Can you just explain really briefly what that means?
Really, the drawing on the spiritual side of my personality, your whole demeanor of things, your perception of outlook of things, the way you look within, to find confidence. I was raised in a Christian heritage from childhood and really was involved in church. And it really meant a lot in my raising. And it became a very instrumental part all through life. And I'd gotten sidetracked, really kind of put that on the back burner and was no longer involved in things like choirs and other ministry activities involved in the church. Relying relying on the my Lord Jesus Christ as my guidance.
Thank you. No, I think that's very helpful to a lot of people who can relate to the same values that you're describing. Now, going back to the problem that you were first challenged with, depression, anxiety, your mood, your lifestyle, your overall attitude and energy, on a scale of 1 to 10, you know my famous skills, if 10 is the most severe and 1 is the least, what would you say the severity of your problem was when we first met?
Oh, definitely a 7.5 to 8, definitely.
Okay, now, moving down the scale, 1 is the best total healing. Where would you say you're at right now?
Oh, gosh, there's days I feel like a 1, but I'd say around a 1 and a 2. I mean, there's just light years difference, a 180 degree direction.